Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
847, 13 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. I got a mailer the other day from Second Harvest Food Bank, and I thought about having John Sillars on, Chief Strategy Officer for Second Harvest Food Bank. So we did, and with that, we welcome him in. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
Thank you, sir. Tell me what the situation is at Second Harvest Food Bank in New Orleans, and I know there was a problem with some donations and the church and the archdiocese and all that stuff. Where do you guys stand, though?
Well, right now, what donors can be reassured is that every donation that they make will go to addressing food insecurity. No money has gone towards any settlement. And so I can repeat that again. No money has gone to the Archdiocese to fund any settlement. So none of that has happened. At the same time, the USDA has started to ratchet back on their funding for food that they have been sending to us. Just to give you an idea as to how important the USDA is to Second Harvest, last year, the food that we distributed, about 40% of it came from the USDA. Since January, we have seen our deliveries of food drop off by about a third. From January to June in 2024, we got 321 truckloads. This year, we got 210 truckloads. That's a drop off of about 111. And we anticipate that that's going to continue. We see that having an annualized impact of about 4.5 million pounds every year.
Why is that? Why did the USDA stop sending you guys food?
Well, they didn't stop sending us food, but they've reduced the amount of food that they've sent us.
Cut back. Okay.
They've cut back. They've ratcheted it back. And we are not alone. It's affecting all of the Feeding America food banks. But I think it's due to just a policy change. There's a change in policy since January, and we're starting to feel it. We're getting fewer loads, which means that we are not able to send as much food to our partner pantries. I mean, we have a lot of trucks. Many of your listeners probably see a Second Harvest truck rolling down the street. When you look at that, I want your listeners to think that that truck is carrying less food in it than it was a year ago. And that's due to those USDA reductions.
Is that part of DOGE? I'm just trying to figure out where they came from, or do you know?
I really don't know. This was happening. It started in January. Mm-hmm. The USDA had, one of the things that they had done is they had set aside $1 billion back in October to fund programs for farmer purchase from local farmers, as well as shipments to food banks. And in March, the plan was to release that food and those monies for those farmer purchases in the spring. In March, we learned that $1 billion, they were not going to deploy that. And so that's part of the cutback.
So to be clear, no money from Second Harvest that has been donated has gone toward any settlement or anything else. Has the perception of that affected donations at all? John, how are donations?
Well, it did initially affect donations, but what we've been doing is we've been reassuring our donors that no money has gone towards any settlement. At the same time, the word is getting out that the USDA has had their policy changes. And at the end of the day, in South Louisiana, 1 in 6 people experience food insecurity. Among children, the number is 1 in 5. Especially in the summertime, we feel a lot of pressure from the community to provide food support. You know, you have about 60% of all children in Louisiana get free and reduced lunch. And about 1 in 8 of them actually get a free and reduced lunch during the summertime through a summer feeding program. And so what that means is a lot of those families are turning to us for support.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Talking to John Sillars, Chief Strategy Officer for Second Harvest Food Bank. We'll talk about what you need when we come back. And look, John, I know a guy in your position, you don't look ahead to tomorrow, although you have to look ahead to tomorrow and next week, but you're looking months and years down the line. And I just want to know what you're seeing when you look months and years down the line. John Sillars, Chief Strategy Officer for Second Harvest Food Bank. We'll talk about that and volunteering and more when we come back. 8:52, 8 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:58, couple of minutes left with John Sillars, Chief Strategy Officer for Second Harvest Food Bank. John, I mentioned earlier that, you know, you got to not only worry about tomorrow and next week, you got to worry years down the line, months down the line, years down the line. What is your biggest concern moving forward, given what's going on with the cutbacks from USDA and so forth and your availability to help feed people?
Well, I mean, I was talking about supply, okay? And so we're seeing less supply coming from the USDA. At the same time, the demand for our services is increasing. We've seen our food insecurity numbers go up. Last year, there were about 407,000 people in South Louisiana experiencing food insecurity. Now it's more than 436,000. And so the numbers keep going up. So that's the challenge. That's the real challenge. And so what I'm trying to do is get the word out, tell people who are interested in addressing food insecurity that Second Harvest is the way to address food insecurity, because when you give money to us, what we are able to do is turn that money into food for a network of more than 500 partners throughout South Louisiana. And we have been investing in infrastructure to address food insecurity, not only here in the New Orleans area, but we recently opened up a warehouse in Lake Charles, and we are getting ready to have a grand opening for a warehouse in Houma-Thibodeau to address food insecurity, more effectively address food insecurity in those areas. You know, right now what we're doing is we had been sending a truck down to Houma-Thibodeau about twice a week to serve about 30 to 40 partners. But now, by having a warehouse down there, that truck is able to go out on a daily basis to address food insecurity.
Thank you, John. Y'all can go to no-hunger.org, no-hunger.org, or hyphen, no-hunger.org. Volunteer, donate, do whatever you can, because they are up against it. We'll take a break. Come back, WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.